Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for June 19th, 2020. And it's a good episode. I'm just gonna lead off with that. Now let's talk about TV streaming. We're going to get more nerdy. All right, here we go. So first and foremost, super nerd power. We have Obi-Wan in the news. Ewan McGregor was recently talking to, ACE Universe, which is a website, a podcast thing. He's talking to them about the production and how things are going to be going, because I don't believe they're currently in active production. They're still ironing out scripts from the last we heard, but he does know that they're going to be using the same tech they used in The Mandalorian as far as the quote-unquote on-location shots. So all of those backdrops, those dynamic backdrops and all that jazz, that is going to happen on this show, and that is freaking awesome because that tech is amazing. So there's that. The next piece of music is Hannah Season 2. Just got a trailer, so real quick piece. Go check the link in the description, show notes, whatever. Go check that link, see the Season 2. I'm going to try and do a session of review or reaction videos that's dealing with some of these trailers that we're getting, because there's been a few of them over the last couple of weeks. So, yes, that's exciting, but not a whole lot to reveal about Season 2, so we're moving on. Next, we're talking about a really big piece of news, actually, in the nerd community. What with quarantine and all, we are not getting many of our Comic-Cons this year. Very specifically, we're not getting San Diego Comic-Con, at least in its proper form. It is a quote-unquote digital-only version. I don't know how exactly that's going to work out, but apparently DC will have none of it. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but DC is doing their own thing. Fan Dome is what they're calling it. The DC Fan Dome. So D-O-M-E, right? So www.dcfandome, D-C-F-A-N-D-O-M-E.com. That is the place to go see the DC Comic Convention. So August 22nd is the day that DC is going to be doing this. And reportedly, only during August 22nd will any of this content be available to the public. So it sounds like all of the things we would be getting at Comic-Con, so presumably what they were going to go to San Diego with and what they were going to go to New York with, all of these things are going to be happening direct to us, the nerd consumers, and we are going to be seeing the full trailer, because there was a new trailer for the Snyder Cut released very recently. So we're going to get another trailer or some behind the scenes or something for the Snyder Cut. There's so much stuff planned. Like, I couldn't even write down half of it. So I just kind of was overwhelmed and didn't write down any of it. But you can go check out fandome.com, DCFandome.com rather. It sounds like they're not going to be giving any content to San Diego Comic-Con's digital release. I could be mistaken on that. I just didn't see anything on the San Diego news release that said, hey, we're also going to have content from these guys, and these guys. So really huge. I mean, we're going to be watching trailers. We're going to be seeing movies. There's going to be panel discussions. It is legitimately, and like they have a map for the digital space. Looks really cool. Looks very much like a comic book convention. And I'm super excited about it. That's all we've got, though. Now we're moving into movies news. And we have, first, some more shuffling about of movie release dates. We have James Bond, No Time to Die, got moved forward. So not a move back, but moved forward 5 days to August 20th of this year. So that's a big bonus. We got Jurassic World Dominion is the next piece. And this is just the beginning of what I think is going to be a larger news piece as it progresses. But that large news piece is people are going back into active production. So Jurassic World Dominion is going back into production. They're trying to go back into production in the UK at Pinewood Studios. According to an official release from Pinewood Studios, the negotiations are back underway for that production to go forward. They just got to, you know, figure out what hoops they got to jump through, so forth and whatnot. That is what we've got there. Next, we're talking about Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, which, Oh man, if you're not really intrigued by the thought of this property, then you don't know Guillermo del Toro's work well enough, and I suggest you go work on that. But we do have word that Ewan McGregor, again, is doing the voice for Jiminy Cricket in Guillermo del Toro's movie, and that is kind of awesome. No other real advancements on that front, so we're moving next to our final piece in movie news, and that is the Deathstroke movie. Well, hold your breath, because it's not exactly what you're thinking of. Joe Manganiello is not associated with this piece. This is actually an animated Deathstroke movie called Deathstroke Knights... where'd it go? Deathstroke Knights and Dragons, the movie. So it's kind of a long, two-subtitled thing. But it's animated. It looks like it's the same animation from the CW show. Freaking great. It is going to be R-rated, so we're going to see all of the blood, guts, and language that we deserve in a Deathstroke movie. And there is a trailer for it. You can go check the link below. Now we are into rumors. All right, rumors. Starting off the rumors, we have an update on the Clone Wars, according to this first set of rumors. We have the potential for Clone Wars characters to be coming back in another animated series. It will not be another Clone Wars. We already know Clone Wars is done. The final season was the final season. The Mandalorian War and all of that already happened, so that is the ground that we are supposed to be covering in Clone Wars. But there is a potential that we're going to be seeing a continuation series or a spin-off series. If they go with the spin-off series, according to the rumor, it will be focusing on Captain Rex. That is what we have on that one. Next one is not super nerdy in the traditional sense, but more in just the TV watching, I like funny things kind of sense. Letterkenny, one of my absolute favorite shows. Oh man, I love Letterkenny. Letterkenny is rumored to be releasing season 9 in July. We already know that we have at least two more seasons worth of material that Jared Kiso, the creator and showrunner and star of the show, we know he has approximately two more seasons worth of material to be launched. It's just a matter of when it's launched and if he can get the approval through Hulu and Crave TV to launch. So, but the rumor is we're getting it next month and I'm super excited. Next, we're talking about Venom. We're apparently going to be seeing, if you want to believe the rumors, we're apparently going to be seeing Venom in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Now, that sounds a lot more exciting than it probably is, because the rumor says it's not Tom Hardy Venom. It's not even an actor in the Venom symbiote. It is just the Venom symbiote. Because, according to this rumor, we will be going to Clintar in the Guardians Volume 3 movie. And Clintar, as you know, is the planet made up entirely of Venom symbiotes, or of Venom, of symbiotes. It's interesting that they're playing with the fact that Venom actually is part of the MCU, but we don't get Tom Hardy, we don't get all of the other cool stuff that's associated with the middle of the road kind of mixed medium or mixed message movie. Still awesome if you want to believe this rumor. Don't know if this one has a whole lot of legs. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like that pretty shaky ground. Speaking of shaky ground, let's talk about the Batman Arkham video game series one more time. We have another rumor that kind of circumvents the rumor we talked about last time. This rumor says that Rocksteady is, in fact, working on another Arkham game in the same universe. So you would have Bruce Wayne Batman under the cape and cowl. And it will be bigger, and it will be PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X launch. Reportedly, also according to this rumor, it's going to be a launch title for those two platforms. No word as to whether or not they're expecting it to be previous and new generation console or just the new generation console launch. Don't know. I honestly don't believe this rumor. This one does not hold a lot of water as far as I can see, because we have received official word from Rocksteady that they are not working on a Batman video game. Now, could they be keeping something very close to the chest? Could they be keeping secrets? Absolutely, that is 100% possible. but not super freaking lightly. So that is what we have there. And then our final piece is actually another rumor, and another video game rumor, rather. And this video game rumor is also a Rocksteady rumor. This time the rumor says that Rocksteady is working on not a Batman game, but a Suicide Squad game. This one, I feel like, is much more plausible than the Batman Arkham game. This theoretically could still exist in the Arkham universe, but not be a proper Arkham game, so they wouldn't have been lying to us when they made that announcement. Also would make sense why they were talking about using Superman, because we could get a cameo from Superman in a Suicide Squad game. That would not be out of the realm of possibilities. So this one, I feel like, holds much more water than the previous one, and that's what we got for rumors. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the podcasts, and subscribe to maybe one or two of them that we offer on the topic. Or if you want the full news show or to just dive deeper into general nerdiness, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.